See you tomorrow. KGO San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The head of the Coast Guard says there are no plans to move BP out of the way so that the federal government can take over efforts to stop the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. We begin from the White House with ABC's Ann Compton.
Admiral Thad Allen is telling us right now, Sherry, that BP oil is trying the right fixes, but at 5,000 feet below the surface, this has never been done before.
We are jointly operating in their command post out of Houston. Everybody that has a stake in the fight is there. And I am satisfied with the coordination that's going on.
Allen also says they have to do a better job getting booms into just the right places to protect the most sensitive shorelines. Sherry.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal took another visit to a wildlife refuge today.
We saw islands covered in oil where our brown pelicans nest. We could actually see multiple birds that were oiled, some to the point where they couldn't fly.
He's decided to let artificial sandbars be built to protect his state's fragile shoreline, even though the Army Corps of Engineers has not agreed to that plan yet. Two police officers from West Memphis, Arkansas are being buried today, while law enforcement officials in that area remain on high alert. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
I don't want to have to kill anybody.
Jerry Kane delivered anti-government rants to audiences across the country. That he and his son killed two police officers hasn't dampened their support.
It's all over the internet, the idea that these were victims of a government gone mad.
Mark Potok is with the Southern Poverty Law Center. William Ionescu, a friend of Kane's, believes the pair acted in self-defense.
This is the increasing frustration of many people under the recent paramilitary upgrade of all law enforcement.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
It's the second day of fighting between Jamaica's security forces and alleged drug kingpin. Dudus Koek is trying to avoid extradition to the U.S. on drug and gun trafficking charges. For the first time since the invasion of Iraq in 2003, there are more U.S. troops serving in Afghanistan than in Iraq. Dow down 136. You're listening to ABC News.
Earning your trust. It's how your Bay Area Midas earns your business. Come in for our secure stop brake service. It starts with an inspection. Then, if needed, we'll install new brake pads or shoes, guaranteed for as long as you own your car. And you'll save up to $100. The secure stop brake service from your Bay Area Midas. That's the Midas touch.
$50 per axle. Most vehicles see manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
So you're having a no hot water left in the shower, no green light commute, no good songs on the radio kind of day. Well, it's nice that in a world filled with no's, Perkins is a yes. And yes, it's time for awesome omelets. Taste-tempting new combinations served all day. From our Bacon Deluxe Omelet to our Farmer's Market Omelet and more. Awesome three-egg omelets. New combinations, all with your choice of two sides. Come in for a yes at Perkins Restaurants.
Home sales shot up last month, thanks in part to those who've never owned a home before.
Existing home sales rose 7.6% in April to a pace of just over 5.7 million, almost 5.8. And that's running nearly 23% above a year ago.
Walter Maloney with the National Association of Realtors says the home buyer's tax credit did help boost the numbers. That credit expired at the end of April. For the first time in Britain, an ad for abortion services is being aired on TV.
If you're pregnant and not sure what to do,
the Are You Late ad is aimed at women who have unplanned pregnancies. The word abortion is never used, and the commercial will only air after 10 p.m. The organization, a leading provider of sexual health service here in the U.K., says there are hundreds of thousands of women who need to talk about abortion openly and honestly. While the ad is certain to court controversy, Mari Stope says independent research shows three-quarters of U.K. adults surveyed agree they should be allowed to air within appropriate time frames. Linda Alvin, ABC News, London.
Police in Los Angeles say there was no foul play, no criminal activity involved in the death of actress Brittany Murphy's husband. Screenwriter Simon Monjak was found dead in his L.A. home last night, just 5 months after Murphy died. The coroner's office says it appears he died of natural causes. The numbers are in. 13.5 million people tuned in for the series finale of Lost, and ABC packed 47 minutes worth of spots into that 2.5 hour show. This is ABC News.
With most CDs, it's hard to know when to lock in your rate. But there's no need to worry with the 2-year Raise Your Rate CD from Ally Bank. If rates go up, you have the opportunity of a one-time rate increase. And with an interest rate that's among the most competitive in the country, there's never been a better time to give us a try. Open an account today. Call us at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. The Coast Guard says two people had died during a boating accident near the Cliff House. We're a married couple from Contra Costa County. Crews say they've ruled out the possibility that a third person was also on the boat. The search has ended for a 54-year-old Fairfield woman who vanished last week. Her body was found inside her car, which was parked in a remote area of Nevada County. Officers are investigating her death as a suicide. And former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is joining a Silicon Valley firm as a senior advisor on environmental issues. Kozla Ventures has invested billions in companies pursuing alternative fuel strategies and other environmentally minded technologies. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Dave Fowkes.
Big problems on Highway 92 near Skyline Boulevard, San Mateo County. Overturned big rig. It's on its side. One-way traffic control in effect. Traffic backing up in both directions. That is the only accident out there, however. Cadillac CTS, a car and driver, 10 best for the third year in a row. Qualified buyers get 0% APR financing on a 2010 CTS. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by June 30th. Visit your Bay Area Cadillac dealer for details and other attractive offers. I'm Dave Fowkes, KGO Radio News.
Cloudy with a few light showers this afternoon. More clouds tomorrow with rain by the afternoon. It's 57 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Okay, so they're in Miami at the airport, and they're teaching TSA employees the new high-tech security scanners that have been kind of controversial because of what they reveal. Everything is the answer. And so this fella steps in the machine during the training session. He's an employee. And he becomes embarrassed and angry when a supervisor starts cracking jokes about his manhood, which is now clearly visible to everybody. Well, here's the headline. He was arrested for aggravated battery after police say he attacked a colleague who made fun of his small genitalia after he walked through one of the new high-tech security scanners during a recent training session. You can find this online. The rest of the story is kind of interesting. He confronted the guy in the parking lot, and he had a police baton with him. And he hit the guy on the arm in the back and told the victim to kneel down and say you're sorry. And the victim said he was in fear, and he complied. And then they arrested him the next day, and he said he couldn't take the jokes anymore, and he lost his mind. I don't know if anyone else was making the jokes, but, gee, it tells you we're going to, there's a little, you know, there have been a couple of glitches with these machines. One where a very famous international star walked through one, and the fella didn't even get to his gate before pictures of his nakedness were distributed among employees, and evidently he was not in the same situation as this guy. So it was mostly oohs and ahs instead of chuckles. But are you ready to walk through them? A lot of you already have. We'll see. Well, listen, you know the KFC double down sandwich? You know, two slabs of fried chicken and then secret sauce and cheese and bacon in the middle? It was supposed to be a six-week promotional deal, but because we are so healthy in America, we decided to turn it down, and now they have abandoned the, no, not true at all. It has become a marketing sensation. People posting videos eating the sandwich, etc. It's been one of their most successful sandwich launches ever. They will sell this month their 10 millionth double down for about $5. What do you think? I mean, that tells me something. Does it tell you something? That those of you at least who frequent fast food outfits, there's nothing getting to you. Although I admit it looks good. I have to try one. Hey, that's the whole deal. You know, you're a good boy and a girl. You can do these things once in a while. It's every day. That'll kill you. Let's suppose you decided to turn over a new leaf. You've been eating double downs all week and decided, you know, I want to get my 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. I'm turning over the new leaf. You know what? You couldn't do it if you wanted to. This is fascinating. We do not produce or import enough fruits and vegetables to provide Americans the right kind of diet that the government says will prevent cancer. We also overestimate by a lot how much we exercise, another barrier to fighting these two risks. Well, the U.S. food supply, they wanted to see if it could provide the recommended 5 servings a day of fresh fruit and vegetables. The fruit in the food supply is about half of what it needs to be. But we got plenty. You want calories from fat and sugar? We have. It's been a bumper crop. Fast food outlets, junk food makers, and snack companies are well supplied. The food supply does supply enough beans and enough meat, but only half of the vegetables needed for all of us to get what we should get are grown or even imported. U.S. habits suggest demand lies behind these shortages. Our intake of fruit is low. Our intake of vegetables is low, especially dark greens, orange vegetables, and legumes. An average American can eat 2,000 calories a day, and once the recommended foods are accounted for, that leaves 270 discretionary calories a day. So what you're supposed to eat out of a 2,000-calorie-a-day diet, I got to do the math fast here, so that's 1,730 calories. You can do it. Then you're left with about 11% or 270 over. But the average American gets 38% of calories from sugars and fats. You see the problem? And when it comes to exercise, we're out of it. When asked, 30 to 40% of Americans estimate they get enough exercise and that we meet the guidelines. But a study of 6,000 people wearing an accelerometer showed, in fact, fewer than 5% get the recommended amount. So, as always, a disease is denial. By the way, if you're a gardener, and listen, that is the number one hobby in America. It's not stamp collecting or coins or antique collecting or anything. It's gardening. There's a nice piece in the New York Times on growing things upside down. You see those ads. We did some tomatoes, I think, last season. And it worked. There's some ins and outs here. But, you know, for those of you who are afraid, who don't like to grow things, there's nothing more wonderful than growing some of your own fruits and vegetables where you don't have the space. I think that's where this is really appealing. And some of the advantages are, say, space. You don't have to stake it up. No cages, pests and fungus. You know, cutworms can't get to it. There's less, if any, weeds, delivering water and nutrients. Easy, gravity, air circulation, sunlight. And you can just use an old milk jug, soda bottles or 5-gallon jugs. And there is, from Cornell University, a big agricultural college up there, growing things upside down. Seems like a fad, but I'm glad people are fooling around with it and hope it'll let us traditionalists, gardening snobs, know what we've been missing. So anything that brings people to the table is a positive deal. So, you know, maybe a couple of buckets of tomatoes, it'll change your mind. Speaking of changing their minds, whew, this is heavy. You know who Copernicus was? Died in 1543. Unmarked grave. And of course, you know, his findings that the earth goes around the sun upset the Roman Catholic Church. He was branded a heretic. On Saturday, over the weekend, 500 years later, he was reburied by Polish priests. And indicates how far the church has come in making peace with the scientists whose revolutionary theory helped usher in the modern scientific age. And you know how they found him? It's quite interesting. They didn't know where he was exactly, where he was buried. At the urging of a local bishop, they began searching in 2004 for his remains. So they find the skull and bones of a 70-year-old man. Now that's how old Copernicus was when he died. A computer reconstruction made by forensic police based on the skull showed a broken nose and other features that resembled the only accurate, I think, self-portrait of Copernicus that exists. And then they take DNA from his teeth and bones, and then they go to his library and take out one of his books, and there's hairs of his in the books in the library, and the DNA matched. So they found Copernicus. And as you know, the church actually has been kind of open-minded about a lot of these things, right? They accept evolution. I don't understand the interrelationships between the Pope and the Catholic Church and other Christian sects, so why, if the Pope accepts evolution, other Christian sects are so adamant about it never happened. They've apologized for some horrible things that happened during the Inquisition, and here they are reburying Copernicus as a hero. Heather, you may or may not know, is in London for a little holiday, and Miranda's helping out here, so that's who you'll talk to. But Heather couldn't help herself. She looks like she's on a subway. She sent me a picture this morning about a product to help men conceive. Now, we haven't seen that here. called Wellman Conception. It's not only women, I'm reading a copy on the subway, who need to look after their lifestyle and diet to support conception. This advanced one-a-day formula, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if they're easier than we are. They're more gullible than we are in England. It'd be a tough call. But here's some things that actually relate to that. You know, the doctor who started this whole hullabaloo about vaccines and autism, probably the most discredited doctor, I guess, in recent history that I can think of. He was struck off, which means he has lost his license in Britain for professional misconduct. The disciplinary panel found he acted in a dishonest, misleading, irresponsible way during his research. The ruling means he can no longer practice as a doctor in Britain. So if that happened to you, what would you do? You come to America. We have the most gullible population on earth. It's perfect. So he doesn't care. He's been here. He failed to disclose details about the study he said he was doing, a failure that was described as misleading and dishonest. He acted contrary to the clinical interests of the children involved. I've told you what he did, and it's really, really out there, friends. So I obviously agree with this. And, of course, data released last February showed a rise in measles cases, 70%, due to a fall in the number of children being vaccinated. So he's also had a potentially negative effect on children's health. And they say that his refusal to accept that he had made any mistakes meant that a temporary suspension of his license was not enough and he should be banned altogether. His continued lack of insight as to his misconduct serve only to satisfy the panel that suspension is not sufficient and that his actions are incompatible with his continued registration as a medical practitioner. Well, we just got a letter from his publicity agent, Dr. Wakefield, and he's doing the talk show circuit. So you will see him on talk shows around America promoting his completely discredited theory by now that vaccines cause diseases and the evidence that they rain. And the funny thing is we get these, of course. I mean, every talk show in America is getting this press release, but they write it to us and write it to Heather as if they're our best buddies. You know, like, hello, Heather, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. When you know they have never listened to the show, they would never think I would put this guy on my show. And, of course, here's the most I should, if this were television, I'd show it to you. But here in the press release, of course, are the questions that you as a talk show host are supposed to ask. You've seen Larry King sitting there reading off a series of questions to his guests. Well, that comes in the press release. He didn't think of that. They give you the questions. When you see book authors on television and radio, the host of the program is given the list of questions to ask. So the guest knows exactly what they're going to be asked, and the host doesn't have to know anything. So there's a whole bunch of questions here you will hear asked that Dr. Wakefield wrote himself, right? And, of course, it's all meaningless. And then, of course, this idea that all the anti-vaccinationists, as we keep closing doors on them and cornering them, they keep coming up with new theories, you know, and now the new one is, well, the vaccines don't cause autism, but you give them too many at once, and that's causing all kinds of neurological problems in kids. All those vaccines at one time. Okay, so here's a study from the University of Louisville School of Medicine where they looked at kids who got their vaccines all at once, tons of them at once, and some who didn't get them or got them late or spread them out, et cetera. They looked at their IQs, looked at their neurology, looked what happened to them, took their parents' educational level into account, and ultimately there's no difference. As a matter of fact, you can make a case that kids who got more vaccines at one time actually wound up smarter. The problem, of course, and I have to be fair here, is who are the parents who would let their kids get behind on the vaccines? Maybe those parents aren't as educated or don't understand these things, but that's also confusing. A lot of, you know, educated, semi-educated people are suspicious about vaccines. You know, the little bit of knowledge makes you think you can understand the complexities of an issue that baffles even experts at times. Nevertheless, there's no difference in kids who got all the vaccines at once versus those who spread it out. Also, here we go. Here's a study on organic foods. Consumers who opt for organic foods, of course, believe they're improving their health. There's currently no evidence. They go over all the studies that have done. Researchers at London School of Hygiene Tropical Health, premier institution. They found what studies have been done focused on antioxidant activity in the body. There still was no difference. This is in American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 162 articles, over 50 years, no evidence organic or conventional foods differ in nutrient content. We've gone over the evidence as this happened, and I'm sorry, there's no difference nutritionally. some studies find the chemical, you know, the conventionally grown things have more nutrients. And occasionally a study will find a little uptick in the organic method, but not important or significant either way. Let's see. No strong evidence organic eating boosted antioxidant activities. The studies were all, though, short. One little exception in a Dutch study finding there might have been an increase in eczema among kids. But the truth is another piece they wouldn't have known about when they wrote this, about kids who take Tylenol early on or antibiotics early on may be more likely to get eczema. So you see, parents giving their kids organic foods may be altered by what happened to the kid in terms of antibiotics and eczema and all that kind of stuff. All righty, friends, here we go. Love on the brain. Now, you can say I love you, and we can look at your brain with a brain scanner and see all kinds of things, but suppose you're from a different culture. When a Chinese person says I love you or they feel love, are their brains doing the same thing? Or is love different around the globe? I think this is really fascinating. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
You remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Quitting smoking really sucks. But now Nicorette has an entirely new way to help make it suck less. Introducing the all-new Nicorette Mini Lozenge. The first ever mini lozenge from Nicorette. It dissolves up to 3 times faster than other lozenges and can double your chances of finally being smoke-free. It's fast, it's mini, and helps get you through even the toughest cravings. So while quitting will always suck, the new Nicorette Mini Lozenge can make it suck less. Versus other stop smoking lozenges. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
From Armstrong Painting, this is Val Sharp. I'm down on Montgomery Street. Your name is?
Kevin. I'm a plumber.
What do you think is more well-known in the Bay Area, Armstrong Painting or the Golden Gate Bridge?
That's easy, the Golden Gate Bridge.
I mean, you have a weird look in your face now. What is it?
Why are you arguing with me with the Golden Gate Bridge?
Have you ever looked out the window and seen the Golden Gate Bridge up on a ladder painting a house in your neighborhood?
No.
Well, Armstrong has painted more houses than just about anyone in the Bay Area.
777 and a 1234.
You know that guy.
I know that guy.
You know, if you call today, you're going to get the lowest painting bid possible. You're going to get a free color consultation.
Yeah.
Armstrong has this brand new paint technology. It's called Cool Wall Plus. It's 10 times thicker than regular house paint.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I can understand how you like the Golden Gate Bridge. It is a likable thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Would you say that Armstrong is more well-known than the Dumbarton Bridge?
Oh, by far.
Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s, and a 1234.
Dr. Dean Adel, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. Woohoo!
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. Let's talk to Jim in Palo Alto. How you doing, Jim?
Hi. Well, I hope you are, too. Do people who have been vaccinated fully have less autoimmune disease because it gives their immune system something useful to work on?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't know that the careful studies have been done on this. So far, those who've looked at it have not found a big difference. But your theory and that you're talking about is called the hygiene hypothesis. And we've had a lot of studies to find that when your body reacts to germs when you're young, that is good for you. And it has to do more with allergies and sometimes maybe autoimmune diseases. In other words, when we're too clean, your poor immune system just sit there twiddling the thumb and says, you know, we got to do something today, Harry, and all of a sudden comes up with an allergy. So we have pretty strong feelings about that. And a vaccine, let it be said, that when you give someone a vaccine, their body cannot tell that they're getting just a vaccine. Your body thinks you're getting the disease. Your body thinks that that actual germ, the whooping cough germ, is in your body, the smallpox germ. Well, it is actually but a modified virus. It actually thinks you're getting the infection. So in a sense, if they could do a study and find enough unvaccinated people, which one time you couldn't find in America, next to impossible. Now, they probably could find a lot of unvaccinated people, but the problem is they're so special, they're so different from the rest of us, you know, in terms of their beliefs and how they act and their health habits, etc. It can be very difficult to show, but it would be a fruitful area. I'd look at allergy differences between vaccinated and non-vaccinated. You know, I'd look at the rates of autoimmune disease, etc. Either way, none of it is justification for or against, because the fact that you can prevent a deadly disease, I mean, I keep trying to keep people up on what goes on around the world to make you feel guilty when you think of 1,000 children a day dying from measles around the world. It's been a while since you see numbers like that. I mean, the numbers before we started measles vaccination in America was maybe 500-600 deaths a year from measles. Nothing like the worldwide problem. But if that came back to this country, people would run for the vaccine so quickly. It's because we're just a little bit spoiled. A little spoiled. Okay, let's talk to Christy. How you doing, Christy?
Hi. I am highly allergic to a lot of antibiotics, and the worst reaction I get is from penicillin. And I'm curious about the antibiotics that they use in the food chain, specifically on poultry and beef. And can that be transmitted when I'm handling the raw poultry or beef?
No, I doubt it could. And also, the amount is not supposed to be any. The amount is so tiny, I even doubt if you were truly allergic, you'd react to it. But you have to be careful there because, you know, allergies, you can react to teeny tiny amounts. The classic is peanut allergy. You know, it takes an infinitesimally small amount of that to set off the allergic reaction. With antibiotics, it's tricky, and you would need to figure out exactly which antibiotics you're allergic to. I don't worry about them in food because we are making a mess of it in what we're doing ourselves as humans. In other words, the fact is that when you take an antibiotic that you don't need, i.e. for, you know, your cold or sore throat or flu, etc., it's you hang on to the resistant organisms that you create at least a year. So for a year, you're carrying germs that are immune to these antibiotics. So the amount of antibiotics that gets into food, I don't think is clinically relevant. But there are signs that occasionally organisms can affect us that may have, you know, grown in animals, where animals, in cases where they've had a lot of antibiotics, but when they come to market, they're supposed to look carefully for that. So handling it, you wouldn't absorb enough. I think that would affect your health. But then again, you never know. And if you're handling it, it implies you're eating it. And so where does that add up to? I think it's very important for you to A, know exactly which antibiotics you're allergic to, and then B, to make sure you let doctors know and avoid them if you can. Listen, I would easily say to everybody, avoid antibiotics. Avoid them if you can. Use them only when they are rational. And the problem in American medicine, and this is a tough one, we don't know exactly what is going on, except that doctors are afraid to not prescribe them. You want them and ask for them. We're afraid because if you just happen to have a bacterial infection rarely and something happens, we're going to get sued for not doing antibiotics because every other doctor in town is doing it. So there's no real incentive to stop. All right, we're going to talk about love on a global scale. Is a Chinese brain the same as an American brain when you're in love? We'll talk about that. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The body of the second person who died in yesterday's sailboat accident off San Francisco's Cliff House washed up on Ocean Beach this morning. A Fairfield woman missing since last week has been found in her car in Nevada County. Police say there does not appear to be any foul play involved, but the woman was dead in the car. Congress is getting ready to quadruple the cleanup tax on oil. That would mean about $11 billion over 10 years' time. And British Airways has been hit by a strike of cabin crews. That means half the flights out of Heathrow have been canceled. Weather for the Bay Area, rain by tomorrow afternoon. This is KGO.
Why is it that the larger a bank gets, the less it seems to get you? When did you become merely an account number? How come when you have questions, there's no one there to answer? Well, maybe it's time you asked around. Maybe it's time to ask Comerica, the bank that answers to you. Since 1849, we've given our customers the personalized one-on-one attention they need to make informed decisions. So, while most banks make you sit on hold, Comerica actually sits down with you. From understanding which mortgage program is best for you, to getting the capital your business needs, simply ask Comerica. With over 161 years of know-how, our banking professionals can show you how. So, if you're looking for a bank that's big enough to help but small enough to care, ask Comerica. We answer to you. To find a Comerica Banking Center nearest you, visit Comerica.com/grow or call 800-292-1300. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender and equal housing lender.
Clipping coupons again?
We need every discount we can get.
Well, we got one on our auto insurance.
Because I'm such a good driver?
Right. And the fact we've continually kept our car insurance in force.
Oh, we can use it to get a better rate.
Sorry. Seems in California we can only use the discount with our existing insurance company.
Wait a minute. I can take these coupons to any store in town, but can only use our insurance discount with one company?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
Turns out we can fix the law at the ballot box. Vote to take our discount anywhere.
Prop 17 fixes the law and lets you use your discount to get the best deal with any insurance company. That's why consumers, the California Chamber of Commerce, California Senior Advocates League, Small Business Action Committee, and the Alliance of Insurance Agents and Brokers support 17.
We earned it. We should be able to use it wherever we want.
Paid for by Yes on 17, Californians for Fair Auto Insurance Rates, and Mercury General Corporation and Affiliates.
This is an important announcement to the American public who owe more than $10,000 or more in credit card debt. Over the past year, our government has quickly addressed issues threatening our biggest banks and corporations. We now face a similar issue threatening the American public by being burdened with credit card debt. To aid the financial recovery of the American people, we are taking equally swift and serious action by announcing our 2010 Debt Recovery Plan. If you're a U.S. citizen struggling with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now may qualify to have up to half of what you owe to the credit card companies eliminated entirely. For this immediate relief, call 800-409-4210. We understand this is the help our country urgently needs this year on our road to recovery. By lifting the burdens Americans face with credit card debt, we are taking another step to see the change we would all like to see. If you're a U.S. citizen struggling with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you may now call to see if you qualify to have up to half of what you owe eliminated. 800-409-4210. 800-409-4210. Again, that's 800-409-4210.
Nate, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and crack. If only he'd called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour. With our state-of-the-art resin, a Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
This report is brought to you by Mancini Sleep World. The greatest mattress deal in 40 years is happening right now at Mancini Sleep World. They're slashing the prices on Sealy's luxurious pillow top mattress sets to an amazingly low $699. Visit today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. All right, let's talk about love around the globe. You know, brain scan studies, we've done these before, show that early romantic love phase, you know, that phase, generates a unique pattern in brain activity. Regions of the brain that are related even to addiction. and even mental illness light up on the scan when a person sees a photo of his or her beloved. But almost all that research has been conducted in the West, United States, and Britain. So researchers here say, hey, wait a second. They wanted to know if the chaos of romantic love translates across cultures. For instance, does a Chinese brain look the same as an American brain when it's in love? And they said, you know, when you talk to people in a foreign country, say talk to Chinese, you get a little bit of different attitude and description, which is what piqued their interest here. People from China typically describe romantic love in much less positive terms, says a professor here. In a culture with a tradition of arranged marriages where romantic love is disruptive, imagine, romantic love is disruptive, questionnaire studies do suggest there might be a difference. Romantic love is not entirely a great thing, even for us. It has a tragic side, a dark side, if you fall in love and a person doesn't love you back or you're in a relationship with someone else. When people in China talk about love, they often, quote, tend to pick more negative traits. They use words like anxious, scary, depressing. Americans will also list some negative emotions, but the proportion of negative is much higher for the Chinese. So the question is, what happens when you look at the brains? There is no difference. Cultural differences in how love is expressed does not change the brain's neurological reaction to romantic love. They showed that love lights up the brain in the same manner, regardless of your ethnic background. They had people in brain scan machines looking at pictures of loved ones and pictures of familiar friends and, you know, things like that for a comparison. And then they tracked the relationships, by the way, for 18 months. They then asked the couples to describe the relationship on a 7-point scale. Although all the remaining participants were happy together, some of them scored the relationship at 6. Others rated it at 7. Going back to the original scans, the researchers found distinctive differences in the brain patterns among those who had the highest relationship satisfaction compared to those who gave slightly lower scores. Now, that's interesting because, you know, the studies I've seen say everybody walking down the aisles in love to the same degree. Although that gets that silly. How can that really be? Some people must have doubts. But nevertheless, by questionnaire anyway, all people report being madly in love when they're getting married. It's after that where it falls apart. So in this particular case, they did find some evidence that those whose brains react more in terms of the love parts of the brain are more likely to be happier 6 months, a year later. Interesting, huh? All righty. Let's talk to Mike. Welcome to the program. Mike, you're on the air. Mike, if you're not there, we're going to move on to Ryan. How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, Dr. Dean. I'm a big fan, and I just had a really quick question. I came into the opportunity of having a home gym, and I was wondering, is it more beneficial to work out, say, for one straight hour or do what I'm doing, which is, say, do a set of bench presses, go put my lenses in, come back, do another set, go brush my teeth? Does it really matter?
Well, you know, it's a good question. And recently, there has been some evidence that breaking up the training can be just as good and maybe for some things better. The way I answer the question, given the equivocal state of the research, is do it the way it fits your lifestyle. Now, I get bored easily, so I would like doing it the way you're doing it. And there's lots of evidence to support you. And as I said, to even think it's even better. And they're talking now about, they've got names for this interval training thing, and there's different methodologies where you get on the exercise bicycle and you go all out and then, you know, slow down in short 5, 10, 15-minute bouts, and that can really add up, as if the ramp up and the ramp down may be important. You know, you get your heartbeat going and all that kind of a stuff. They've also found that the short bursts where you put out, and you should be in condition for this. I don't want you doing this with weights, you know, weight training and going out maximally. I don't know how that translates in terms of the exercycle studies that I've seen, but it would suggest that, you know, you go all out and push really hard for 5, 10 minutes, and then back off, and that you can make hay while the sun shines. So do it because that's your lifestyle, and so it fits. So I think that's great and less likely to get bored. Same for studying. I always tell kids when they're studying, study a little bit, get up, do something else, come back to studying. There's a lot of research to support. You'll learn better when you do that. Heidi, Dr. Edel here. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Doc. I went in for an exam to get contact lenses. And after finding out how much the actual contacts were going to cost, I paid for my exam, which was $311, and I have yet to get the prescription from the doctor.
Mm. Well, that sounds pretty pricey. I don't really know the, you know, the pricing schedules everywhere, but A, it sounds expensive just to get your eye prescription, and two, you're entitled to that. Now, that doctor owes that to you, and you can go anywhere you want to buy lenses, online, offline, anywhere. I mean, so I'm not quite sure what's going on. You've asked for your prescription, they've said no, or it just hasn't shown up?
Well, three times, and the last time I literally got kind of crabby with them and said, you know, I have a legal right to this, send it to me. And they did, but it was for eyeglasses.
Oh, well, there's one simple measurement they left out. Well, you're going to have to go back at them, and you're going to have to go back at them and tell them you want the, listen, the contact lens prescription is so simple. It's just that you just look in this one machine. It gives you the, you know, radius of your cornea. It's the simplest thing in the world. And I'm wondering if you wound up just going to, you know, another supplier, and you showed them the prescription, asked them to just take the prescription off your eye to give you the contacts, they probably would do that if you're going to buy it from them. But you're entitled to it. I think you're going to have to, I mean, who wants to, you know, go through all this aggravation for this? But you have a right to bug them and say something was missing and see what they say at that one. And then call me back and tell them we're going to mention them on the air if they don't give it to you. Maybe that'll be a better way of doing it. All right. Let's talk to Jim in Hayward. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Doc. Yeah, I've been bothered by tinnitus a little lately, and I saw in the Sunday paper there's an ad for a medication that you can't get in stores.
Yeah.
I'm highly suspicious, and I'm wondering, what is the treatment for tinnitus?
Well, there's a lot of them, but it ain't that ad you saw in the paper. I can tell you that. So I applaud your instincts. Be a skeptic, always, at all times. It's easier to back down from that than after you've been made a fool of, you know, or harmed yourself. Wouldn't it be nice if there were simple pills? Just ask yourself the question, why are they advertising this in a newspaper when everyone else who knows about this disease is telling me there is no cure for it in a form of a pill or a supplement? But there are treatments. First, you got to determine what the cause is. You got to have someone look in your ears to look for anything that can cause ear disease, can call tinnitus. You want to go to the other end of it. You know what's very successful are these funny little white noise generators, and I don't quite understand it, why people seem to like them so much and how they can get you just to not notice the tinnitus. It matches the frequency of the tinnitus in your head, and you play that, like if you're lying in bed, and then somehow it makes you less aware of it and it becomes less bothersome. But the very first thing you've got to do is you've got to have an ear doctor determine that there are no known causes for your tinnitus. Then we can go out there and look at all the potential kinds of treatments. So get a good ear exam. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK again. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Meg Whitman on illegal immigration.
Don't be fooled by misleading ads. My position on immigration is crystal clear. Illegal immigrants are just that, illegal. I am 100% against amnesty for illegal immigrants, period. As governor, I will crack down on so-called sanctuary cities like San Francisco, who thumb their nose at our laws. Illegal immigrants should not expect benefits from the state of California. No driver's license, and no admission to state-funded institutions of higher education. And I'll create an economic fence to crack down on employers who break the law by using illegal labor.
This is former Governor Pete Wilson. I know how important it is to stop illegal immigration, and I know Meg Whitman. Meg will be tough as nails on illegal immigration. She'll fight to secure our border and go after sanctuary cities. Please join me in supporting Meg Whitman for governor.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor 2010. Meg2010.com.
Kent Putnam from Putnam Mazda in Burlingame to tell you about our incredible offer on the 2010 Mazda 3. Right now, Putnam's offering 0% financing for 60 months on every Mazda 3 in stock. It doesn't get any lower than 0%, does it? Actually, it does at Putnam, because we're also taking $2,000 off the sticker price. Pick your Mazda 3.
take a look at the sticker, then take off $2,000, plus 0% financing for 60 months. No games, no gimmicks. It's that easy. And with more than 40 Mazda 3s to choose from, Putnam has the one you're looking for. Pick your Mazda 3, take a look at the sticker, and then take off $2,000. Plus, take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Test drive your new Mazda 3 today at Putnam Mazda in Burlingame. Check us out at PutnamMazda.com.
$16.67 per thousand finance with approved credit, subject to vehicle insurance and availability. Manufacturer rebate plus dealer discount totals $2,000 off MSRP. Offer expires 5/30/10, number 234884.
With over 100 destinations on 6 continents, Emirates can take you well beyond Dubai. In fact, you can now fly from San Francisco to Bangalore, Hyderabad, Mumbai, and 7 other cities in India. And that's only the beginning. Discover more about all the places we fly at emirates.com/destination quiz and book your flight to any of our over 100 destinations, including this one. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
Hey, Sun here. You know, that giant gaseous ball of plasma in the sky? While it is true that I sustain all life, I'm also an endless supply of energy, which is a pretty big deal, because energy doesn't grow on trees. Sorry, solar flare. So I've teamed up with PG&E, helping them power California, running your dishwashers, lighting your rooms, etc. And since they'll be around for another 5 billion years, there'll be a lot more where that came from. To learn more about how PG&E is using solar energy, visit WeCanDoThis.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Grayson. Welcome to the program, Grayson.
Hello, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
I love your show. Often quoted.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. My question was just today I visited the doctor, and she was asking me a number of questions, and the question about have you had a shingles shot came up, and I said, a what? And kind of laughed, and she said, well, yeah, your record here says that you had chicken pox as a kid, and it now resides in your spine, and one of these days you may very well get shingles, so we have shingles shots now. And anyway, I needed to get a second opinion, so you certainly are it.
Well, first warning, hear me clearly. I am not a second opinion. I'm not your doctor, don't know your case, and it would be highly unethical, but... it is a reasonable thing. It's not, you know, here's the deal. She's right, or he, I forgot, you referred to them, the pronoun you used, of that shingles is the smallpox, is the, let's start all over again. Chickenpox virus that does hide in your body, and it can come out and cause shingles, which can be terribly painful. It usually goes away on its own, but some people can get left with a very frustrating pain syndrome that we are not very good at treating. The vaccine is entirely benign, and I would recommend that. And there are a bunch of other vaccines that apply to us as we get older. There's a pneumonia vaccine out there. I'd get that. And because these things save lives. Now, the question to ask yourself is, what are the odds that this vaccine will really help me? In other words, what are the odds of you getting shingles? Well, shingles. Most likely you will not get shingles. Most likely, although the pneumonia that it treats is a pretty common cause of death in older folks. So for the individual, you know, the odds are low, but the risks are also low. So to me, the benefit-risk ratio easily outweighs itself. With childhood vaccines, some of those diseases are killers. I mean, they just kill you, and that's it. And are horrible diseases. And the fact is we can show how much we've decreased them and how we don't have to deal with those diseases anymore. While other parts of the world, they're begging for the vaccines. But, you know, we're spoiled and gullible. And you put it all together and you have people who are having trouble understanding the science behind all this. So in your case, yeah, it's a reasonable suggestion. You don't have to. You can take your chances. No one dies from shingles. It's just I've known people who've gotten it and it changed their life forever. And they sure wish that they had a shot when it was available. Let's talk to, Lucia in Oregon. Dr. Dean here. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dean, for taking my call.
Yes.
I have
enlarged lymph node in my groin area on the right side. And right about, and that was like 5 months ago that I noticed, and my doctor checked it. Latest one was like a month ago, and she said, oh, that's okay. But I also have right above it a slight hernia, and it's not large. And that came like 4 months ago, I noticed. And she checked that, and she said, oh, don't worry, just don't lift this. Don't lift anything heavy, don't do. And I'm kind of like, why is that lymph node is so enlarged? And I notice when I exercise, I take a long walk. I'm 77. And it seems to get the lymph node seems to get larger several hours later after I do take a walk or exercise, like for 45 minutes, an hour.
That's funny. I'm just hoping that there's a discrimination between the hernia and the lymph node. Listen, both can cause a bulge in the groin area. And while what they feel like, usually pretty obvious, I hope we have the right diagnosis here. So let's talk about it. Does that lymph node, A, is it tender? Does it hurt?
It used to, but not anymore.
Okay. Because a lymph node will swell if you have any kind of a cut or an infection in the leg or the groin area. So if you had any infection in the pelvic area or in your leg, the lymph node is supposed to swell up. It's supposed to hurt, but it's supposed to go down. When you get a lymph node that lasts that long and it's not causing symptoms, I think most doctors would want to do a little biopsy and just put a little needle on it. Because if it's lymphoma or something like that, you need to know that because we can treat that and can save your life. Now, is it lymphoma? I don't know. It's just when a lymph node swells up acutely and you got a cut on your foot and it goes away, we don't worry. But when it pops up and it doesn't cause symptoms and stays there, I don't know. I have to be suspicious. So, you know, sitting where I am, I'm not examining it, and I don't really know. But I just think it would be wise to get maybe a little pushy and ask the doctor why did it swell and it's not going away, and tell them you have a cousin someplace, you know, another part of the country who said maybe they should do a biopsy. Why not? And let the doctor justify it and explain why the doctor thinks it should. As far as a hernia, well, we don't fix all hernias. The very small ones are usually fairly benign. When they get a little larger, well, something can get caught in there, and then you kind of have to do it, and then it's an emergency. When it's very large, it's also, you know, less likely to harm you. So I'm not sure where you are on the spectrum of this. If you want another opinion, you know, just talk to a surgeon who does these hernias, and they'll tell you whether they think it's something that should be done or not. If it stays the same and doesn't bother you, you probably can get away with it, but I'd want the opinion of someone who's experienced with hernias. All right? Okay, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Stay there.
Hey, guys. I want to give you an opportunity that you've never had before. My name is Ellen Gaines, and I'm an attorney talking to you about a medical breakthrough for men in the sexual health world that uses cutting-edge technology. This breakthrough product is called Prolixis, and the results have been remarkable on the subjects who were studied during case testing. Legally, all I'm allowed to say on the radio is that the before and after comparisons are nothing short of shocking. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and find out how to get Prolixis for free. Due to the private nature of Prolixis, we have created an identity protection program which absolutely guarantees you that nobody will ever know you've participated. Your name will never appear on any delivery, and there will be no emails or phone calls. As a matter of fact, we won't even ask you for your name when you call.
Call now and ask how to get your free supply of Prolixis. Call 1-800-701-0346. Your identity will be completely protected. 1-800-701-0346. Call 1-800-701-0346 right now.
The following is paid for by Yes on 14, Californians for an Open Primary, with major funding from Governor Schwarzenegger's California Dream Team, a ballot measure committee, and California Business PAC, sponsored by the California Chamber of Commerce CalBuzz PAC.
Things aren't going too well in California these days. Unemployment is over 12%. The state budget has a $20 billion deficit, and it seems nothing is accomplished by the legislature except constant bickering and partisan finger-pointing. Proposition 14 is on the June ballot to reform the way we elect our representatives. If we want to change Sacramento, we need to change the kind of people we send there to represent us. Prop 14 will increase voter participation and open up the process to all voters in order for us to vote for the best person regardless of party. The Fresno Bee put it best, saying the open primary would lessen the influence of the major parties, which are now under the control of the special interests. Guess who's against Proposition 14? The legislature and special interests who like things just the way they are. Send them a message by voting yes on Proposition 14.
Here's a wake-up call for contractors. Right now at the Home Depot, special order Feather River entry, interior, and patio doors are 25% off. Only the Home Depot has them, and only right now can you get these special order doors from Feather River for 25% off. Savings like that can help you lower your bids, which could help you win more jobs, which is a great way to start the day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 2nd. See store for details.
What you've been waiting for is here. The Palm Pre Plus is now available at AT&T. The nation's fastest 3G network meets the nation's multitasking marvel. With the Palm Pre Plus and AT&T, you can multitask like you've never before imagined. We know. We designed this whole multitasking thing. Want to bounce back and forth between apps? Of course you do. And we've got the best apps around. Want to stay current? Your contacts and calendars are automatically updated too. Get the Palm Pre Plus, now available at AT&T. Within wireless coverage area only. Unlimited data plan highly recommended.
Everybody, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Joanne. How you doing, Joanne?
Hey. Hi, Doc. I wanted to ask you about your opinion on the new toes laser treatment. It's supposed to eradicate toenail fungus, and I want to know, is it worth it? Does it work? Will it come back?
You know, I tell you, there is a laser that has some evidence behind it that it can work. And there are others out there that the feds aren't sure of simply because the way they approve medical devices is very different than a medical drug. Devices, very loosey-goosey. If anything's been approved similar to a laser for anything in medicine, and you come up with a laser idea, it'll get approved. So beware of people saying the FDA approves of this use. So it's because all the brands are different. So I can tell you that there is a kind of laser out there that does seem to be helpful. How much is it, by the way, and how long do they say it takes?
Half hour for the treatment, $900, and I think it's a reputable podiatrist.
Yes, and it should be a reputable person, and the profession is almost less important than the reputability of it. So, $900. Well, you know, it's funny because normally we don't guarantee results in medicine, and yet the things that involve these super high-tech devices that are easy to administer and we're just paying off the machine, you're not getting $900 worth of labor out of it. I don't know. I think they ought to offer you a little bit of an incentive, like if it doesn't get better, they'll repeat it for you, etc. So, yes, I've known people that think it worked on them. That's all I can tell you at this point.
Nate, technician for SafeLight Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and crack. If only he'd called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Got a neighborhood dining tip? Excited about local entertainment?
Pumped up about your gym? Savvy about local services?
Recommend your favorite local businesses on Baylist before May 29th, and you could win a $500 iPhone gift card.
Log on to Baylist on sfgate.com, then vote for the nominated businesses and add nominees of your own.
You'll find great ideas for dining out, dealing with day-to-day chores, and locating shopping bargains in your neighborhood.
Go, vote, review, win. Visit sfgate.com/baylist today.
There has never been a better time to take total control of your home entertainment. It's time for Xfinity, only from Comcast, with more HD than satellite. Switch now and take control with Xfinity Triple Play, $99 a month for 12 months, including free HBO for 3 of those months. It seems like an eternity, but True Blood finally returns to HBO for its third season beginning in June. Get a sneak peek of the upcoming season now on HBO.com, and you can download it faster with Comcast high-speed internet. In fact, you don't need to be at your TV to catch thousands of movies and shows free through Fancast Xfinity Online. Xfinity TV offers more than 3,000 choices on demand, so you don't have to go to the theater or video store or wait for the mail. On demand is ready when you are, and it's now offering one of its biggest movies of all time, Avatar. Switch now to Xfinity, $99 a month for 12 months, free HBO for 3 months, or step up to an HD triple play and get $200 cash back. Restrictions apply. Call 800-XFINITY and take total control of your home entertainment through Xfinity from Comcast.